Whatever is in my world came about through my thinking. Whatever is in my world came about through my thinking. It's quite a powerful statement to make. I like to say I live in my ideal body, and then every moment I bless every molecule in my body, every cell in my body. Every moment I say, every cell of my body is divinely designed and divinely doing its work, wonderful work. I not only say all is in divine order, I say all is wonderful, all is beautiful. I look at my body and I say, I am so blessed. I am so blessed with a wonderful body. I am so blessed with beautiful cells in my body. I'm so blessed with my beautiful eyes. I'm so blessed with my beautiful ears. I have ideal complexion. I have ideal hearing. I have ideal sight. I'm ideal in every way. Every one of my senses are at the very peak because they are ideal senses. I create an ideal body, and I live in an ideal body, and I love my ideal body because it is me. It is fantastic. It is glorious. It is great. It is all that matters. And this is who I am. And this is what I am. And this is why I am. My life is just so fantastic. It's just unbelievable. And because my life is fantastic and because my life is unbelievable, I see it every moment complete and whole. I see it every moment fulfilled in every glorious way. I see it every moment as I am that I am. No matter what I do, I realize that whatever is in my world came about through my thinking, and I keep my thinking perfect at all times. I keep my thinking on top of everything that's good and beautiful. I create about me people I love. When there are people in the world who are unloving, I don't even know them. When there are people in the world who are unkind to one another, I don't even know them. I don't even think about them. When I watch a TV or a video and it's not very pleasant, I turn to one that's pleasant. It's my choice. And in that same beautiful, wonderful way, I operate my world. In that same beautiful, wonderful way, I turn myself to everything that is beautiful and good. I turn my attention and everything that's beautiful and good because I create about me people that I love. And those are the only kind of people to have in my world. So as I create about me people I love, I create about me wonderful beings. I've been watching some documentaries on the pyramids and how they were formed and how they were brought into being, and how old they are, and what story they had to tell, and how they are evidences of batteries, evidences of energy, evidences of lots of wonderful things. Well, now, everyone thinks a pyramid is a tomb, the place of death, but a pyramid is being revealed more and more as a place of life, a place of vitality, a place of wonderful quality. This is what my life is all about. My life is all about wonderful quality. And as I take my walks in the morning, instead of my steps being reduced, my steps are being increased. I said to Ellen the other day, hey, you know, it'd be very nice to buy a pair of tennis shoes that have springs in them. These new tennis shoes that are out, they have springs in them. So when you walk, you sort of bounce along, you sort of float along. That'd be kind of fun. That'd be kind of fun to have a pair of tennis shoes like that. Well, most of that is in my mind. Most of that is in my heart, my soul, my being, because I bounce as I walk. I bounce as I talk. I bounce as I do anything. I am like the Tigger who bounces whatever he does. In Winnie the Pooh, Tigger is just such a bouncy guy. because that's what he does. He bounces on his tail and he bounces on his feet. And he sometimes gets into trouble because he's bouncing places he shouldn't be. But I bounce everywhere that I should be. I create about me people I love. I create about me videos I love. I create about me circumstances I love. Life is magical. And I keep seeing more magic every time I turn around. I keep seeing magical thoughts, magical ideas, magical ways. I keep seeing magical pictures and magical thoughts and magical ideals, because my world is a world of what might be called magic. And magic is merely something that hasn't been expressed yet, or it is something which is my nature and is expressing all of the time in me, in my circumstances, in my world. It's expressing all of the time wherever I am. Wouldn't it be wonderful to always think that everything is magical? And to call everything magical, and to see everything magical, to know everything magical, and as I see and know everything magical, what happens to me? Every experience of my life is magical. Every activity in my life is magical. Everybody in my life is magical. I look at the animals, and they love one another. Oh, they have to go out and find food. Some of them are carnivores, and they go out and eat other animals. But we do that too. We do that too, and we go and get our pork chops and our steaks, and we go and buy chicken. We love chicken and turkey, and we love all these things. And when we do that, we're going out and we're taking another life. But have we created it harmonious? Have we created it lovingly? Have we created it with joy in our hearts? Or have we created it with, revulsion? When we see an animal tearing apart another animal that he's having for dinner, do we feel revulsion about it? Or do we say, that's just the way nature is? And are we disrespectful? Are we wanting to create in our life just omnivores? Do we want to create in our life just animals that eat vegetables and fruits and flowers and nuts and things of that nature? Well, unfortunately, boom, 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 here we come right back to it. Whatever is in my world came about through my thinking. So, if I see violence, or if I see unhappiness, or if I see suffering, or if I see lives being taken so that we might have food on the table, and I call it bad, then it is bad. Now, if I can see myself having all the things that are necessary for a happy life for me as I think about it, and then I create the circumstances for that to be, then I create, so to speak, less and less meat on my table. It's not truly too necessary anyhow. Oh, a lot of protein there. But there's protein in nuts, and there's protein in other things too. And I can learn how to live in a perfect diet, which only delights in life, which only respects the magical aspect of life. And I see people sending me magical, happy pictures, pictures of pets taking care of their humans, pictures of animals and people and skydiving and magical things. This happens all the time to me, because whatever is in my world came about through my thinking, and I think happy thoughts. I think joyous thoughts. I think marvelous thoughts. I think thoughts that say all is in divine order all the time, and you can too. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. Yes, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25, I say to myself. I keep thinking of myself as vital, dynamic, alive, and youthful, and fantastic, and happy all the time. And as I do this, I do feel that flow through me of energy and power and goodness. I'm wakening up to a new pyramid, a new image, a new reality. And I'm doing it right now. And it's lots of fun. Join me in this wonderful, magical adventure into the truth of who and what I am, and the truth of who and what you are. And be that truth today. Be that living expression that whatever is in your world came about through your thinking, just as I say whatever is in my world came about through my thinking. I love you. I love you. I love you.